This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me is Dr. Rosalie Walker-Russell, who is the Executive Director of the University of Arkansas Fort Smith Academy of the Arts. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here in the new year.
2013.
Yes, already.
You guys don't miss a beat, though. 2012 was busy because you had performances almost up to Christmas, like the weekend before Christmas.
December is always really busy for me. By the time we get to the Christmas holiday, I'm so ready to be home and rest, you know.
But you're going full bore
here. We're ready to go
here.
Again. And yes, we're ready to go again. We're actually in the middle of registering students for spring. You know, most of our students return, a large percentage of them return, but we take in a lot of new students. And so we're beginning everything, you know, from children's choir to the teen choirs to the drum circle that's beginning now, to the acting classes, to the musical theater companies, to orchestra, to art classes, to private music lessons. I mean, you name it, everything is beginning. So I would encourage people to go ahead and jump in and register.
Do you try to follow the academic year of surrounding schools?
We try to. Of course, we follow spring break with everyone.
And well, you have to.
Yes. And we end in early May. Well, mid-May, I should say. Around Mother's Day is about when we end all of our classes. Some classes end in April, whereas most of the schools go through the end of May. But we typically follow basically the same schedule. The public schools have started back. The private schools have started back. So we're starting back. Most of our classes, students can enroll through the month of January, meaning, you know, choir, for example, started the second week of January. Well, we continue to enroll choir students all the way through the month. We're getting ready to audition new students for orchestra. We'll continue to enroll orchestral students through the month. Once we start our musical theater companies, and those are starting here at the very end of January, actually the extreme teens start the last week of January, around the 22nd, 23rd. Once we audition those kids and cast them, then we can't take any new students in that. So I would encourage students to register. The teenagers are doing Singing in the Rain.
Yeah.
Time to audition for that. And then all, you know, the children's companies are starting up. And so I would encourage students to register for that.
Last fall was the first time for visual arts?
Or? No, we've had art for a little while. It's
okay.
A newer program. We haven't expanded it into the junior high school level. But we do take a tour now every semester with the children, and we love to take them to Crystal Bridges, so that's fun.
And now you've got the Regional Art Museum just down
the
street.
Yes, just down the street, and that's that we will take them on a tour to that. You know, we try to really give them a great experience. And then you know, the Youth Honor Symphony Orchestra program, that's really growing. There are levels to that, from the children's orchestra, which is at the elementary level, to the junior high full orchestra, and then to the high school Youth Honor Symphony Orchestra program. So that's really evolving and developing, and I encourage students to get in that. They absolutely should do that. And it goes without saying that if you're in a choral ensemble, a musical theater company, or an orchestral ensemble, you should be in private music lessons. So, and then I should tell everybody, the youngest theater company is doing 101 Dalmatians this spring, and we take the first 15 first and second graders, and then the children's theater company is doing Once Upon a Mattress, which is the version of Princess and the Pea.
Sure.
And I would like to be in that one, and we have two companies of that particular group, and so we can take 60 children. One of those companies is almost full already. So time to get involved.
Is that 101 Dalmatians?
That's Once Upon a Mattress.
Okay.
101 Dalmatians, we probably still have about 5 slots left.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're busy.
So you've already got a lot of the Dalmatians.
We have yes. I asked my theater director, what, 15, not 100? She looked at me like.
You get enough of them moving fast enough that you can't tell.
You can't tell.
UAFS.edu/academy.
That's correct.
Or you can call.
Call us at 479-788-7253. And Sarah or Shannon, two of my assistants, can help register you just immediately. And if you want to go online, you can download a registration form. Just send it right in, and we'll get you plugged into the right spot.
Now, there are a couple of concerts coming up. One,
oh yes.
Well, let's go in chronological order.
Okay.
First is one of my favorite titles of all time, four pianos and some kids. It's yes. a concert with four pianos and some kids.
It really literally is. That's Friday night, February 8th. You know, every year since I've been at UAFS, I love to do Valentine type of events. And while this is not just geared to Valentine's Day, it's right there close to the Valentine time. And so Friday night, February 8th, I have been wanting to get some of my pianist friends together forever and do a multi-piano concert. I've done two piano concerts before, and we're going to have some two piano music on this event, but we also have four piano music. And so it's friends that many people know. My dear, dear friend, Jenny Law, who is a pianist, accompanist. She works in the academy. She teaches in the academy. She accompanies in the academy. She works in the UAFS music department. She accompanies for everyone in the Arkansas, Fort Smith, and surrounding areas, a much loved pianist. She's playing. And then, of course, in Northwest Arkansas, the much loved Jonathan Story, the famous Jonathan Story, he's coming to play. And then my dear friend, Dr. Scott Carroll, who is on faculty at Harding University. And we're doing a night of classical, a night of sacred, and a night of some jazz standards and
Broadway.
Okay. We're doing that's where the kids come in. The Von Trapp family is showing up.
Really?
They are coming to sing and dance to the best of Sound of Music, and the four pianists are playing with them.
Oh, wow.
And so that's going to be fun. And then we're going to round out the night with a really cool four piano patriotic medley. And we're throwing in one other little neat little thing. Jenny and I play, we're invited each year to play on something called Keyboards at Christmas, which is sponsored by Oak Cliff Baptist Church in Fort Smith, and under the direction of Lyndall Hobbs. They have so many pianists at their church, and they have, their choir, and they do this wonderful Christmas event with all these pianists, and Jenny and I are guests on that program. Well, Lyndall has arranged an arrangement of O Holy Night for choir and four pianos, and we're gonna do that on the concert. I mean, O Holy Night is just so, it's such a great piece. It wouldn't matter if we played it in July. I would like to hear it. And so that choir is coming.
So with the Von Trapp children, will we hear some of my favorite things?
Yes.
Okay. Yes,
you will hear my favorite things. You will hear Edelweiss.
Okay.
Do Re Mi, Climb Every Mountain, and The Sound of Music. And they're going to sing and dance. And these are some of our veteran theater students. All ages, of course, because the Von Trapp family, I mean, they're
not all
the same.
Well, they were stair-stepped, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so were our kids.
Okay. That's right.
And so they're going to do that. And then we're playing some things like movements from The Carnival of the Animals, the Saint-Saëns, some Brahms, a little bit of Mozart, the Darius Milhaud Scaramouche. We're doing the last movement of that, very Brazilian. Just great, entertaining classical music, some really well-known sacred pieces from Holy, Holy, Holy to a medley of timeless hymns. You know, and then these Broadway pieces. So it's a night for anyone and everyone who loves piano music to come.
February 8th. Reed Love Auditorium.
That's correct. And tickets are online. They're ready and available now. They're available at the UAFS box office, 788-7300. You can go online. This is part of our Distinguished Artist series through the Academy of the Arts. So when you go online, just go to uafs.edu and you can go there. Tickets will be available at the door if it's not sold out. We typically sell tickets at the door. We have packed in several hundred people in Breedlove, and it's not really accommodating to several hundred, but we'll squeeze you in.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Dr. Rosalie Walker Russell is the executive director of the University of Arkansas Fort Smith Academy of the Arts. Four Pianos and Some Kids, A Musical Folly, is scheduled for 7:30 p.m. February 8th at Breedlove Auditorium. For more information on the concert or classes at the Academy of the Arts, you can go online to uafs.edu/academy.
An aggressive agenda for the second Obama administration. House Republicans retreat to Williamsburg and punt the debt ceiling 3 months down the road. The outgoing Secretary of State testifies on Benghazi, while John Kerry's nomination as her successor goes before the Senate committee he chairs. I'm Neil Conan. Political junkie Ken Rudin returns next. Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
Talk of the Nation is coming up next here on KUAF 91.3 FM.